punishment isn't all negative. It does create discipline and good habits. Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast, providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. Support the continuation of this podcast by subscribing to Patreon/Daddy Dom Podcast, where you will get access to episodes 2 weeks prior to them airing to the public, exclusive Q&As, and of course, your input on topics to explore on future episodes, as well as special bonus episodes, exclusive only to Patreon. If you love the stories that accompany this podcast, there are over 300 of them on my personal page at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. All the links to where you can find me and other sites are in the bio of this episode, so reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, earbuds in and stay tingly. On this episode, we're going to touch upon punishment. Now, punishment is something I'm not very good at, to be honest. I am, in everyday life, more of a gentle dom. Some would say a bit of a pushover. But I do have a firm side of me when I need to be poignant when required. My style of Daddy Dom is that I say please at the end of a statement. Make sure you drink water and hydrate. Please. Don't forget your workout. Please. By saying please is not only polite because I'm Canadian, but it also, for me, reinforces that that is the end of my statement and that I want it done. And it's important to me because it's important to you. Punishment is integral because it shows my sub that I take our dynamic seriously for the good and for the bad. And that's important. I want to show my sub that everything we do within our dynamic as a DS-DDLG relationship is important to me. And so if I'm disappointed, I want to make sure that you know and you know why you're being punished. And if my sub disappoints me in any way, I believe punishment is warranted to emphasize my disappointment and to correct the actions that have been done so they may not happen again. To punishment, I also believe that there has to be a greater reward. I would rather reward my sub for the good things and reinforce positive actions and positive words rather than punish the bad ones. And that's just me. That's just my Daddy Dom side. I want to encourage and promote good behavior rather than punish bad behavior. Rewards can come in the form of extra praise, a gift, more of my time, simple forehead kisses, and more interest in being more attentive, as well as more orgasms just for you. And to punishment, it's a type of caring because I care about the way you act and the way you perform and the way you present yourself, not only to me, but out in public and everywhere you are. And if I care about you, I want to make sure that you are at your best at all times. So when you displease me, I want to make sure that you know why you displeased me and the reason for the punishment that's being given. Punishment is also important because it shows the sub who's ultimately in charge. A sub wants her dom to take control. And punishing your sub is a form of that control. And it's something that the sub wants and needs as much as the dom wants and needs that control as well. Now, punishment is all dependent on the type of dynamic you have with your dominant or your sub. It can range from anywhere from the small and fun to the extreme, depending on the type of relationship and dynamic you have within your DS dynamic and relationship that you have or the interaction that you're having. Here are the ones that have worked for me and the ones that I like the most. And me being a gentle dom as I am, I like to use some punishments, I call them. I'm pretty sure you've heard them before, where they're more of a teasing and a fun play type thing. So if you've done something mild to disappoint me or whatnot, for example, if we're going to bed, I might make you kneel on the floor beside the bed and not let you in. No matter how much you complain or whine or cold or want to get in cuddles with daddy or whatever, the answer is no, not until I tell you, and I will tease you and bait you until we both have had enough, and then you can come in and cuddle with daddy. Another one that I like to use are the ones that make the sub think, thought-provoking punishments. These are the ones that, if something has disappointed me, obviously I'll let you know what has disappointed me and why. And the punishment goes like this. I'll only call you by your real name throughout the entire day. And that's it. I won't call you princess, baby girl, sweetheart, or little one. You become just like everyone else. And that punishment has a deep connection because you lose that connection, that bond, that DDLG, daddy, little girl, DS, dominant, sub connection, just by not using the pet names that have become so familiar between you both. And I find that one strikes home the most for me. Things like access denial. I'll read your texts, but I won't respond to them. I'll give you less attention over the course of the day. Just so you know, I am very disappointed and displeased with what you have done. The last one is more of a physical punishment. And that can come in various forms, but I like to use the ones like orgasm denial, edging you until you're on the brink and then just stop. And again, not give you any attention. And then bring you to close to orgasm again and not give you attention. Just stop. And that might happen a few times, it might happen over a day or two, but that one really hits home because your orgasms are mine and I will only let you orgasm when I want you to. Now, most of the time I do because I get a lot of pleasure out of that as well. But in the form of punishment, I think it's a just penalty for the crime. Another one on the topic of orgasms is fucking you senseless until you are a quivering mess and have made you come over and over again. But I don't give you my cum. I don't come in you. I don't come on you. I don't give you the satisfaction of pleasing me. And again, that's a big one for subs. Subs want to please their DOMs at almost any cost. And so denying them the pleasure of giving me pleasure can be a form of punishment. And I find that one also hits home pretty hard for the sub, because it hits their value, their core of them. The last physical punishment is more of the extreme, and it's probably the most extreme that I would probably inflict upon my sub, because I like to use this in a playful sex play way rather than in a punishment way. I like to use it as a form of "you know who owns you" during our sex play by spanking you, by giving you that "stay attentive, stay with me, don't go away from me, and I've got you, you're mine." But spanking can also be a form of punishment. Now you have to make sure that the sub knows that this is not a pleasurable thing. It is going to be a punishment. And again, that can be incorporated with orgasm or orgasm denial, not giving you my orgasm while making you come, while spanking you, and something like that. So you can incorporate a few things like I like to do with that type of punishment. But I think for me, that would be the most extreme form of punishment, because I don't like inflicting pain as a form of negativity. I like inflicting it as a form of positive reinforcement. Now, punishment isn't all negative. It does create discipline and good habits. And really, that's what we want to create between us, is good habits, positive reinforcement, and discipline. Punishment reinforces that discipline. It makes you remember what the good things are and what the unsavory parts are. And over time, that creates a disciplinary action, not only with just those actions, but within our lives themselves. And I think that's very important for a DOM to do, is to create a discipline for their sub that makes them a better person. Punishment is a little different with different DS relationships, including brats. Brats are attention seekers, and they like attention regardless in the form that it comes. So a negative punishment for them might be positive reinforcement to do the same action again, simply to get attention. But I think that's going to be an episode all on its own. So I will leave you with a little audio I did way in the past about discipline and disappointing your daddy. Sometimes it's pleasurable, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's both, but it's always hot. Earbuds in and stay tingly. What do we have here? Do my eyes deceive me? What have you been doing, little girl? No. Don't look so innocent for me. No. I see what you've been doing. You've been satisfying your tingles today, haven't you? Playing with that little nub today? Oh no, not you, little one. No, not you. I see you grabbing your pussy with the full of your hand and crossing your legs. Not so innocent, little girl. Not at all. No, you're a naughty one. You've been a bad girl. Uh-huh.
shaking her head. Innocent eyes. Not me. Come here. No, no. I'm not gonna hurt you, baby. Never. You are my most prized possession. But I am going to show you that it's not polite to play without me. I know you've been watching all those little naughty clips online on your phone, which I don't see anywhere. Got rid of that. Got rid of the evidence. I can smell the evidence. I can smell your pussy. I can smell your juices. I can see the wet spot through those string bikini panties. Your pussy betrays you. I know. I know. So horny little girl. Such a horny little girl. That's okay. Come here and see me for a minute. That's it. Come here. Now. I'm gonna lay you across my knees. It's okay. It's alright. Don't quiver. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna teach you a little lesson. Little lesson about not telling me. About not asking if you could play. You know I let you play. But when you don't ask and you just go off by yourself and make yourself come all day long, satisfying that tingly, hungry pussy without me knowing. I get a little upset. Well, that's okay. Oh, we'll just have to remind you, won't we, baby? We'll have to give you a lesson, won't we? That's okay. Nice little red spot you got there. You know what that means? It means I own you. This is mine. My ass. My pussy. Say it. Whose pussy? That's right. My pussy. Just a little love tap. How you gasp. Don't hold it in, baby. Don't hold it in. Your pussy is getting so wet. Give me your arms. And pin them behind your back as you lay over my lap. One more. Two more. How many is it going to take for you to learn? How many is it going to take for you to know that you have to ask? Maybe you wanted this. Maybe you're just being a naughty girl. Maybe you're just being a brat. So you'll have these spankings because you enjoy them so fucking much, don't you? Don't you, princess? Tell me how much you enjoy them. Oh, I sink my fingers down into your folds. Oh, you are dripping. Absolutely dripping. Oh. And it tastes good. I love the way you taste. I love how excited you get. when you've been a naughty girl. Yeah, you like that, baby? Yes, you do. Were you a naughty girl? Yes, you were. Oh, I'm gonna find that little pussy there and make you come. Who makes you come? I do. Remember that. That's it. Let it go. Let my fingers tease you and play with you. Hold you tight. Yeah. My pussy. Say it. Whose pussy? My pussy. Are you about to come, baby? Are you about to come with my fingers? Not yet. Not a chance. You'll come when I tell you to, won't you? Yes. Just hold you off. Just long enough. Your pussy is so wet. My fingers just slide so effortlessly. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, tasting you off my fingers. I think you've learned your lesson. And now I'm gonna make you come. I bet you're sensitive from today. All that playing and all that rubbing. I bet you fucked yourself with your favorite toy, didn't you, too? Yeah? Yeah? Now come for me, you little slut. Come for me, you little brat. Come for me. Come for me. Now. That's it. All over my hand. Drip down over my knee. All over my legs. Come for me. Come for me now. That's my good girl. Yeah, that's it. Only come for me, princess.
For more on the Daddy Dom podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/DaddyDomPodcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/InMyHandsAudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.